does Missouri turn itself around, climb out of a hole, and become a top-performing state once again? That's the question that we're going to dive into with Dr. Aaron Hedlund, chief economist at the Show Me Institute, Missouri-based think tank. He's on KCMO Talk Radio on a Wednesday. Aaron, good to have you on. Appreciate the time. You wrote a piece here in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch about this, and I thought it was a really well-done, well-written piece, just talking about how Missouri has been the, or was, about a century ago, kind of the epicenter outside of New York, of course, of banking, and things have slowly deteriorated since then when it comes to population and growth and whatnot. So how does, big picture, and then we'll get it down from there, how does Missouri get itself back on track?
Hey, Pete. Well, first, thanks for having me on, and you're exactly right. Missouri used to be one of the most powerful and influential states in the country, and unfortunately, over the last 100 years, St. Louis went from fourth largest city to 65th. Kansas City has also lost power. The state has basically a smaller share of the U.S. economic pie than it used to have. So what we need to do is we need to seize the moment, which is that, you know, because of the remote work revolution that took place during COVID, we need to make ourselves the number one place in the Midwest for families to move here and for businesses to move here. And that means completely rethinking our tax code, rethinking our education, making ourselves a real hub in the Midwest.
Now, that's interesting because the state legislature will say, hey, look at us. We're reducing the, you know, state income tax by, what, a quarter of a percent a year for the next several years, whatever it might be. Now, but that's incremental, right? You want a big, broad, totally reimagining, the word of the moment, right, way of doing business in Missouri. So what does that look like and why?
Exactly, because the reality is Missouri has had the slowest economic growth among all our neighbors.
Really?
So whatever we're doing isn't working. We're not doing a good enough job. And little tinkering at the edges obviously isn't getting the job done. So, for example, we could follow the lead of places like Texas, Tennessee, Florida, move away from penalizing work entirely in the tax code. And we can also, again, rethink our education. We took good steps last year to allow for more school choice. We should do more of that and really make ourselves a hub for high-skill, medium-skill, and low-skill workers to come here.
Now, I know you guys are you know, generally speaking, nonpartisan, but the reality is, based on the vision that you have, that's far more likely to be implemented by the Republican Party, which has a stranglehold, of course, in Missouri right now. So the time for this is ripe. What could hold this back?
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
You're right, the political conditions, generally speaking, are right. But as we've seen before, supermajorities for Republican Party or whomever is not enough. Like, when you need people with kind of a vision. And I think that what we need is to kind of move beyond small thinking, which is it's too common for politicians to say, well, I want this particular big corporation or that company to come here. So let's basically shower them with tax credits funded by taxpayer dollars instead of thinking about how do we create a competitive landscape so that all businesses, not just the big corporations, them too, of course, but also small businesses can pop up, and people, when they graduate from college or trade school, they want to stay here instead of going to seek opportunity in other states.
Well, that's Aaron Hedlund, by the way, Show Me Institute's on KCMO. Now, that's interesting because I'll give you a great example, and you know this example very well. You know, the show Ozarks is not filmed here, right? It's filmed in Georgia, and we're told that, well, we want to film the show here, but we don't give away those film tax credits or whatever they are, so we don't get the business here in Missouri. And people will say that's why we've got to get back to giving out more of those tax credits. You say create a better environment for companies to come here and film their movies and do their business, and that's the best way to get that business. But is that realistic when these other states are giving out these things like candy?
So if our one and only goal is to get more TV shows and movies filmed in Missouri, then absolutely, let's go ahead and shower a bunch of money on that. But the thing is, if we're talking about creating broad-based prosperity, politicians shouldn't be the ones picking winners and losers and choosing which industry is going to be the one to invest in. And all these things cost resources. So any state that gives away these things, what that means is they have to have a higher tax base to fund it. It'd be much better for us to have the lowest taxes we can have, fund truly essential things like real infrastructure, not Joe Biden fake infrastructure, and true education that teaches kids skills and workforce preparedness. That's what we want to finance, and then let the market decide what's going to be the industry of the future.
What do you think the industry of the future is specifically for Missouri?
Well, that's an interesting question. I mean, it's hard to look at the eight ball. I think when you look at us now, a lot of our actual economic output goes to financial services and manufacturing. And so I think mid-skill jobs are really a key thing that's missed in a lot of places. Silicon Valley gets all the attention because of the high-tech stuff and the homelessness, unfortunately. But actually, mid-skill jobs are really critical. I mean, still, most people don't have college degrees. I think it's, of course, valuable in many cases to get a college degree, but we can really invest in those middle-skill jobs. And in that sense, I think we could really be a hub for manufacturing and other things.
What would it take, you know, to, you talk about three states that have seen great growth, Florida, Texas, Tennessee. Obviously, the one thing they all have in common is the fact that there is no state income tax. I mean, is that, I don't want to say it's the end all be all, because we know that weather factors into the equation and business factor into the equation. Missouri, you know, can it compete on that level? Can it really be the next Texas, Florida, Tennessee?
Absolutely. I think we have unbounded potential. Oftentimes people point to Texas and they say, oh, it's just oil. Like, well, what's Tennessee then? How is Indiana doing better than us? How are all of our neighbors doing better than us? How is Utah a leading economy in the country? I think getting rid of the state income tax and moving away from penalizing work would be a great step. I don't think there's one thing that will do it alone. That's why I say reforming our state, our income tax code, reforming school choice, increasing school choice, there's kind of a broad array of things that we need to move beyond what we're doing now, which is playing small ball.
Interesting. Aaron Hedlund, chief economist at the Show Me Institute on KCMO Talk Radio on a Wednesday. Aaron, great to have you on. Really enjoyed this piece and appreciate you joining us.
Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Take care. Have a great day. Aaron Hedlund on KCMO Talk Radio. Good to get him here.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing.
Congratulations.
To say. Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time. Yep. Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.